Okay, Bershus, the Rav, Rabbi Siegel, Bershus, my uncle, Rav Soloveitchik, Bershus, Mali Simchon, who saved us while last week, they are still short heart in honor of the Rav Mitzvah. I think the Rav Mitzvah Bacher is still in the middle of davening. We'll give him the bracha with Shlichus. End of the parasha, this parasha, parasha Vayeshev, is the parasha of dreams. The Baal HaChalom, Yosef, the parasha opens up with Yosef having two dreams. And the parasha concludes with Yosef interpreting two dreams. And to make a long story short, we can suggest that Yosef at the end of the parasha is really interpreting his own dreams. What do we mean? The end of the parasha, the two dreams are presented by the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. What's the difference between why did Yosef interpret the dream of the Sar HaMashkim for good and the dream of the Sar HaOifim for not good? And there are many interpretations, but one of the more popular interpretations is that in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim was active. The Pasuk says that he saw himself squeezing the grapes of Agefen Shloisha Sarigim Vihifu Kifrachas Olsa Nitsa. The Kos Paru Biyodi Vo Ekach Esho Avonim Vo Eschat Osam El Kos Paru. The Sar HaMashkin was active. He was busy. He was working. He was doing something. The Sar HaOivim, on the other hand, was sitting back, doing nothing, and birds were coming and eating off his head. Although he may have seen himself in a position of authority, but he was not active. Yosef, so this is the key between the two dreams. When a person in his dream, he yearns, his subconscious thoughts come forward, and he yearns to be active, to participate in life, this is life. And this, such a life is worth living for. But if a person sees himself sitting down and doing nothing, and everyone coming and serving and giving him honor, this is not a life that's worth living, and therefore Yosef interpreted the dream l'ra'ah. Perhaps we can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing Yosef for the fulfillment of his own dreams. The beginning of the parasha, Yosef had two dreams. In the first dream, Yosef was active. Both dreams represent the same concept, that Yosef would rise to a position of authority, of Malchus. But in the first dream, Yosef was together with his brothers. We were together. We were bundling sheaves in the field. And suddenly my bundle is stood up. And then all of you came and bowed down to my bundle. The second dream was just the stars and the moon. There was no activity. There were the stars, there was the sun, the moon, and suddenly the stars and the moon bowed down to Yosef. There was a lack of activity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was warning Yosef, Yosef, you're now about to enter. Things are going to change very soon. You're going to be released from the dungeon. You're going to rise to a position of power. Be careful. Don't abuse your authority. If you want to succeed in life, you have to be active. You have to participate. You have to work. You have to do things for the people. Then you will rightfully deserve the title, the honor that others will come and bow down and serve you. If you're just planning to use your authority to sit on a throne and everyone should come and bow down, you yourself have interpreted the dream of the Sar HaOifim l'ra'ah, such a type of life is not worth living. Such a type of authority can only lead to bad things. We have here in front of us the Choson HaBar Mitzvah, Shmuel Mordechai, Nero Yoder. There is no greater Baal HaChalomos in this world than a Bar Mitzvah boy. A Bar Mitzvah boy enters into society, into the world. All the options are open. All the doors are open. There's nothing you can't do. It's a time to have dreams, to plan, to look to the future. But you have to be careful what you dream for. Hashem might grant you fulfill your dreams. And the Musa from this week's Parash Vayeshev is, when you dream, when you plan, when you look to the future, your dream should be one where you have opportunities to do things, to accomplish, to achieve, to participate, to be part of the big picture. Not to have dreams where you are in a position of authority and just take it all in and receive and enjoy the honor. It's not the right approach. You have to give, you have to work, you need to have the siyata shmaya to have these opportunities to give. And the Mela, Soif hakavod lavan. So this is our bracha to the Chasana Bar Mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill all of your dreams. Yimale Hashem kol mishalis libcha l'toiva. Amen. Kein yiratzon.